This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. India has extended support of $400 million and bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mizu, in New Delhi yesterday. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between two countries on capacity building programs for Maldivian judicial officer in the field of sports and youth affairs. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana today. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballot will count it first. The commission has set up robust, foolproof and secure infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the result will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 28 counting centers have been set up across the Union Territory. In Kashmir, 10 counting centers have been established for the counting of votes. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. In Haryana, 90 centres have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes today. Voting for 90 members Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Today's result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday called for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats, inaugurating the Disconnect 4.0 in Delhi yesterday. He said that the government is committed to fully assist both public and private sectors to achieve the goal of strong and self-reliant defence sector. Highlighting the importance of the meet, Mr. Singh said that it is a valuable platform to bring together different stakeholders of defence ecosystem which can help India strengthen and become self-reliant in this sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all left-wing extremism affected states working shoulder to shoulder are committed to completely eliminate Naxalism by March 2026. Mr. Shah stated that in order to completely eradicate Naxalism, it is essential to give final push to eliminate this menace once for all. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting with the Chief Minister of LWE affected state in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India aims to be among the top 10 shipbuilding nation by 2030 and top 5 by 2047. Delivering the keynote address at the Hamburg Sustainability Conference in Germany, the minister highlighted India's progress in renewable energy and green shipping. He said that since 2040, India has witnessed a transformative increase in its renewable energy capacity with 175% rise from 75 to over 208 gigawatts. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will honour with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the film of cinema. The Best Actor Award will confer to Rishabh Shetty for stupendous performance in Kannada film Kantara. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Abros and Gary Rukman for the discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional genes regulation. India gymnast Deepa Karmakar has announced retirement from professional competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.